Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and hello. Welcome to Commanding Your Life. This is your host, Beverly Fells Jones. I am an author, speaker, and seminar leader for the Silver Method and other techniques. On this show, I talk about how to expand your world of thought, exploring the world of positive thinking, Bible-based law of attraction, and consciousness from many points of view. I intend to share with you information that will enlighten and empower you in your life. I am here to encourage you to think in the positive and show that miracles can happen. I truly believe you have been given the power of the word and thought to create the life that you desire. When we're live on air, give us a call at 347-838-8437. That's 347-838-8437. And when I'm not, just send me an email at beverly@commandingyourlife.com. So let's get started with our program. I am truly blessed to be able to come to you with this information.
And so, good morning. It is a beautiful, fantastic, awesome, gorgeous, chilly day here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And I am just so pleased and happy to be with you. I hope that you had a wonderful holiday yesterday, if you celebrate it. I noticed that there's a new terminology this year that's been used, and instead of calling it Easter Sunday, it's called Resurrection Day. Interesting. Wonder who coined that. Somebody might hit me up on Facebook and tell me how that all got started, or maybe I'll just go ahead and Google it. I want to say welcome to everyone and everyone in my PositivePower21.org family, as well as everyone else that has found this show. I work hard to bring you information that can be useful in your life. And one of the things that I do is I go into meditation, and we will be doing that shortly, but I go into prayer and meditation to think about and talk about or to find out what I need to bring on air. What do I need to share? And this week I woke up out of sleep, and the information was right there. And I said, really? And I kind of done a thing called muscle testing for myself to say, is this true? Is this what I'm supposed to talk about? And that's how we came up with today's subject, race, politics, and consciousness. Because I have been getting interesting things on my Facebook feed, been getting things, on my Twitter feed, and I am just amazed. I'm just amazed at the way my universe is expanding. I don't want to call it expanding. I need to call it contracting. But I'm amazed at the language. I'm amazed at the anger. I'm amazed at the polarization. And not amazed in, I didn't think it could happen. Amazed in the level of it. It is just huge. And so what I want is just to open up that discussion today and see where it goes. And one of the things I normally do is I write myself a few notes. To jog my memory, I write down quotations and things before I come on air. But this time I actually wrote out what I wanted to talk about because I didn't want to go off topic, so to speak. But before we get started, let's look at our week, our next couple of weeks, and what is it that we want to come into our life? What is it that we want to have show up? Is there something we want to answer to, an answer to a question? Do we want some clarity? You know, just as I do when I'm in meditation, I ask for wisdom, guidance, clarity. So think about that as we go within. If you are driving or operating machinery, I recommend you wait and listen to this at another time. Or if you're listening, just do not close your eyes and stay concentrated on what you're doing. So, but if you're in that position, just take the moment, take a deep breath. All right? And if you are in a position that you can close your eyes, close your eyes. Take another deep breath in and out. Another deep breath and out. We recognize that there is a power and presence in this universe that always was, has always been, and always will be. We recognize that that power and presence is called by many names, and whatever your choice is for that name, then you recognize that that power and presence exists in your life. And that power and presence is within you, inside you, beside you, above you, below you, to your right, and to your left. This power and presence is within every living thing and every inanimate thing, because everything was made out of itself and everything contains it. And with that recognition, we know that with that piece of us and the fact that we were created in its image, that we have the capability of creating our life, for asking what we desire and fully expecting it to show up. So this week I ask for wisdom, being wise enough to discern what is real in our universes, what is made up, what is made to divide, what is made to bring together. We ask for discernment and the ability to know the difference. We ask for the ability to make good decisions, wise decisions, that not only affect ourselves, but those around us. So wisdom, discernment, the ability to make wise decisions. We also ask for the ability to love unconditionally. We know that your greatest commandment and the greatest thing in all creation and has been shared for many millennia, for many thousands of years, and that is to love one another, to care about one another. No matter who the person is, no matter what they've done, because we know we learn forgiveness. Unconditional love is difficult. Learning to take the person out of the action. Love. We ask that this week is filled with wonderful, uplifting lessons, filled with joy and happiness, filled with getting the answers to the questions that we need. We ask that every day, in every way, we are better and better, that our bodies are constantly healing themselves, taking away illness and disease, doing its job in keeping us well. The body is keeping us in the optimum of health. That we also know that as we feed and fuel our bodies, that our bodies will react. So if we put in good, healthy foods, our body will become good and healthy. If we think of food as medicine, then we learn how to take care of our body. I'm looking at that especially for me and for others who are not feeling well and doing well and have an illness that they are battling at this time. Help them to find the help that they need, to eat the foods that they need in the quantities that they need in order for their bodies to heal itself and to find the appropriate location in order to create a healthy body. All right. Very good. And so, thank you. We ask, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. It is done. It is so. Okay. Well, if you heard a little static there just for a second, I was adjusting my headset, and I'm hoping that there's no static coming on the line right now. All right. So, very good. So, our topic. Race, politics, and consciousness. So I told you I wrote it down, so let me talk about what I've written. So first, though, I want to say that you can agree to disagree with what I'm saying, because what I am sharing, what has come to me, what I am seeing is in what I call my own personal universe. We all have our own personal universe. Scientists have shown that and are proving that we're in a hologram. You know, for those of you who are Star Trek people, it has to do with, like, the holodeck, where we pop people in and out of our lives. And we really do have control over our personal universe. So all of this is happening in my hologram of life, and this is the way I see it. Just like the game of football, this life is a game with rules and regulations that people live by. And when you really take a look at it, they are arbitrary. They are made up. They're made up in your mind, because you choose to believe those rules and regulations and you follow them. You create your world. And so this is where consciousness comes to play. This is where you and the thoughts that you have that I tell you all the time change your mind, change your life, change your thoughts. So if you believe that you're at the mercy of life and not its creator, then you're denying your power. The power that you have been given by the ultimate creator, you are denying this. In the end, I'm going to tell you, it doesn't really matter because to me, this is a playground. This is my Kennywood Park, like in Pittsburgh, or this is my Six Flags over Texas here in Dallas-Fort Worth area, or Kings Island, or Disney World. This is the place where I came to learn many lessons, and I learned to become more powerful and loving and wake up to the true being that I am. And I woke up to the fact that I've been given a voice to speak, a voice to talk, a voice to share, to let everybody else know that you're in your own personal universe. So my disclaimer in this whole thing about my own personal universe is that I have allowed frustration to enter it over the last several years as I have watched this country become divided. I'm allowing this into my world for now. You know, as my faith in the task that I have comes full forward, you know, it's been emerging over the years, but this is what I know. I can create change in one person at a time. So in this playground of life, I believe the division among us is being perpetrated by those who have a personal agenda. They're doing this by creating fear within the masses. That personal agenda deals with keeping the public so riled up that they miss what is actually being done. It is designed to keep us distracted while our freedoms are being taken away one by one. It is designed to have us at odds with one another so that we do not realize that what is said and what is done are two separate things. Now, I'm just going to deal with what's going on here in the United States. I'm not ignoring what is going on in the world because the thought has come to me that all of these attacks, it is bringing the world, countries, together again. They united together to stop World War II, World War I. Factions from one side to the other was there in these great wars. But we've been at war even since then. Even though they said war is over, it has been one war in one place after another, whether it's a small coup or civil unrest within a country. And now, with suicide bombers going all over, and it's designed, the whole thing is to put you in fear of your life, in fear of who you are, your way of life, all designed to do that. Going to talk about here in the United States. When I say that we are being placed at odds at one another, poor and middle class people have basically the same problems. I don't care whether you are white, black, red, or brown. But when you're pitted against each other by blaming each other, by attacking each other, by blaming immigrants, people of another religion, young versus old, race or anything else, you will not, listen to me, you will not form an alliance against those that are holding you back. This tactic has been used for thousands of years. Get you pointing at each other and it disrupted. You've seen this in movies. Have people self-destruct from within. It isn't immigrants who are taking your jobs. And a lot of those jobs, most of you wouldn't do them anyway. Do you want to pick grapes and strawberries or dig dishes, clean hotel rooms, janitor work, mow lawns in the heat of the summer, clean out septic tanks? There are jobs that are being filled in plants and different places that people don't want to take now. The thought just came to mind, well, Bev, you know, they're willing to work for less, and so that's why they hire them. And I'm going to say, yes, a businessman's going to be a businessman. But I'm going to ask you, and it was something I noticed. I said, okay, I see all these help wanted signs. You know, business owner says, I can't get anybody to do this. Or when I do get a person to get do it, they don't want to work. And then I ask the question, well, what are you willing to pay for this position? Because people will work when they feel they are being paid their worth. Now, if it's somebody that's just lazy and doesn't want to do it, then that's another thing. See, and I got off topic again, talking about this. But let's just look at this. Corporations are sending their higher-paying jobs overseas, manufacturing jobs going overseas, where it's cheaper. It's cheaper to take it overseas and make it and then bring it back to the United States and try to sell it to us, and we buy. Instead of saying, no, I don't need that. You took that manufacturing job overseas. So we're not paying attention to that. And that's so because we're so busy blaming someone who is struggling just like you, who's trying to make ends meet and feed their family just like you. I have a friend, and I dearly love her for the person that she is. But no matter what the conversation or the topic of race always comes up. We talk about coffee, and it's about racial injustice in the coffee house. Talk about music, and it's how certain people have been overlooked in the music industry. I don't care what it is. The conversation always is about race because this person is stuck in their world. And they do not see that the more they concentrate on this, it's the more it shows up in their life. And it gets to the point where sometimes people avoid this person because this person has nothing to talk about. It's like, well, I got to bring it up. I got to open people's eyes. People's eyes are already open. And they want to know you, the real you, the inside you, the person that you are. And what are you doing? What change are you bringing about? What are you doing to affect things? And I ask you, what are you doing to make things better? Yesterday was Easter. Yesterday, a lot of Christians were in many different churches. I went to service yesterday, and the place was packed. That's, you know, Christmas and Easter, maybe Mother's Day, right? Place is full. But my question is, are you living what you say you believe? Are you living and being a person who loves others and work to get to know someone one person at a time and not grouping one whole group together? You know, Neville Goddard says, we must practice separating ourselves from our negative moods and thoughts in the midst of all the troubles and disasters of daily life. Let me say that again. We must separating ourselves from our negative moods and thoughts in the midst of all the troubles and disasters of daily life. No one can be different from what he is now unless he begins to separate himself from his present reactions and to identify himself with his aims. No one can be different unless he begins to separate himself from his present reactions, not actions, but reactions, and to identify himself with his aim. Do you aim to be loving? Do you aim to get to know that person who is different from you and stop lumping everybody into a category that all of this is this? All black men are crooks? No, they're not. All white men, whatever, all white women, all black women, all blacks, all whites, all browns, all that word all doesn't work. As you know, there are some bad apples, but there's a lot of good apples. One woman, I watched a YouTube, since I wasn't feeling good this week, I did a lot of YouTube looking at, doing some research and Googling things and finding out. And this one woman did a video, which I saved. And I may have shared it, that said, oh, she understands the black life, you know, all lives matter. And this was a white woman that was doing this. She said, all lives matter, and that's true, but that's not what Black Lives Matter is talking about. You know, and she gave a really great analogy about looking at all things, but the key is, she said, it's not that all lives don't matter.
90 seconds.
Because all lives do matter. What it is that black lives matter too, whole thing. She took and analyzed and listened, because she reacted, she said, in the beginning herself, until she took the time to talk to someone in the Black Lives Matter or just a friend who was black. And she said she understood. It has nothing to do with discounting everybody else, but it's Black Lives Matter also, because all of the killings and, you know, we can go on and on about the things that have been done to different races and things. But I think you get my gist. Now, as I was talking about my friend who brings up race all the time, you know, my experiences in my world is totally different. I'm not so naive to think that racism in this world doesn't exist. What I know is that every person I meet is an individual. I know that not all white people look for ways to discount me. When I meet those who do, I choose to believe that when they do not know me, they can form whatever opinion they want. Understand? They can form any opinion that they want. That's their choice. After we get to know each other, then we can build mutual respect. I fight my battles one person, family, or organization at a time. I cannot reach everyone, nor will everyone suddenly become less racist or less critical of another religion. I have a list of things that I saw that were going on, but one thing I want you to know, I want you to go in truth. If you hear something, if you see one of those, they call them MEMS, M-E-M-E, I think, or I don't know how to pronounce it, but the pictures that have words on them, or somebody makes a statement and say, well, this is true and this is true, and you say, what's the fact check on that? So in this whole political season, I want you to pay attention. Are you judging people by different standards? You see, the one thing I do see is, and I'm not telling you who to vote for or whatever, but what I do see that there is a lot of lies in the political campaign. I do see that the media and everybody else that are doing this have a different standard for Trump than they have had for every other politician they have ever met. If John McCain had flip-flopped and had said one thing and then they caught him in a lie and he changed it, I didn't say that, and he did it as often as Donald Trump has, he would have been vilified for not making good decisions and always changing his mind. But for some reason, Donald Trump can do that. Obama or Kerry or any of other candidates talked about women and called them fat and dumb, and that y'all wouldn't have allowed it. If they had done anything, if Trump said he could kill somebody in the middle of Times Square and still he wouldn't lose his voters. Is this what you really have come to? No, I'm not happy with Donald Trump, but yes, he has some good points. But is this the person that I would want to have the football to hit the nuclear button? No. Is this a person that I would trust to help pass legislation that will help everyone around me? No. You are letting the fox in the hen house. He's a billionaire. And you know that billionaires and big corporations are going to put legislation in for themselves, but you're not seeing that. You're not looking at that piece. Of course, that's how I feel about Donald Trump in my world. Feel totally different. I'm not going to talk about Hillary or Cruz or Sanders or any of them, because that's your choice. But I want you to go find the facts. I don't want, well, he said this. I want you to say, you know, all my life I've been told actions speak louder than words. Actions speak louder than words. And don't concentrate on just one piece of a person's life. Don't just pick on one incident or two incidents. You look at their entire life and everything that they've done, because you've made mistakes. You've made mistakes and you've hidden them. You've made mistakes and you wouldn't want the world to do it. If you want change in the world, and I've seriously considered this, to start running for office in my local area, make sure that you vote. You may think your vote doesn't count, but it does. If you don't trust voting machines, ask for a paper ballot. Ask for a paper ballot and not use the voting machine. I know here in Texas I can get a paper ballot. I don't have to use the voting machine. So if you think the voting machines are rigged, get a paper ballot. Okay. I think I've made my point, is that all lives matter. Brown lives matter. White lives matter. Black lives matter. Red lives matter. Christians matter. Hindus matter. Jews matter. Muslims matter. Remember, those who are perpetrating evil and terror do not represent an entire race or religion or anything or group of any kind, type. Just remember that. And remember that you can make a change one person at a time. You can change yourself just by educating yourself on the facts. That's all I ask of you. Get the facts. Don't just say, he did this, he didn't do this, he changed, she isn't any good, she did this, because of what you heard on television or what you heard or saw on Facebook or Instagram or Twitter. One thing I've found is that you got all types of lies going across the internet. There's all types of lies being perpetrated on you on TV, in the airwaves, you know, and this brings up one point to you, and then I'm going to end with this. I was in Chicago, and I was driving from one point to the other, and I decided to turn the radio on in the rental car I was in. I never turned the radio on. And Rush Limbaugh was on, and I said, okay, I'm going to listen to this guy. I want to know why so many people listen to him. And as I listened to him, I truly began to be disgusted, and I'll tell you why. As he was talking about some specific event, and everything he said was a lie. And how did I know that? Is because I watched the event live on television. And in my universe, it went down one way. In his, it's totally different. And I said, people listen to him and believe him. And one of the things that he has said, and it's in print, he said, it's not my job to tell the truth. That's not what I am. What I am is an entertainer. I am entertaining people, and I am doing these things to entertain. So therefore, this is just my opinion. I don't have to deal in facts. And so many people listen to him and a number of other radio personalities, TV personalities, not realizing that they are entertainment. This is a program. This is to be entertained. I can say anything on the air because this is my right. I have the right of free speech. So remember that when you're listening to people and their opinion and what they're telling you, because they, just like me, have the right of free speech and can say whatever they desire.
Are you committed to changing your thinking and allowing your supply to flow? Are you willing to turn within and have a closer relationship with God? By keeping your focus on spirit, you will keep the channel open for the externalization of spirit according to the divine plan. Join me for a 40-day journey to expanding your inward knowledge of the creator of this universe. Go to 40days.commandingyourlife.com. That is the number 40days.commandingyourlife.com. Each morning, you will receive a lesson for the day, beginning with day zero, which introduces you to the program. Don't miss this opportunity to improve your spiritual life and experience the never-ending supply that has been promised to you. Thank you for listening today, and please share the link to this show with your friends and family so that they can learn how to be the best that they can be. Also, visit my website at commandingyourlife.com to see all the upcoming events, including a link to the free monthly Commanding Your Life telecircle, where you can ask questions and get insight into your own personal issues. You can also go to meetup.commandingyourlife.com and sign up for free. That's meetup, M-E-E-T-U-P, .commandingyourlife.com. Have any questions, suggestions, or know anyone that I should interview? Contact me by emailing Beverly@commandingyourlife.com. And be sure to join me for the next episode of Commanding Your Life. Matthew 9:29 states, "As you have believed, let it be done to you." And it is so.